If you're interested in learning how to use toxic pesticides and synthetic salt fertilizers, you've got the wrong station. What we talk about here is common sense land management, how to use products that improve the soil, and we'll discuss using easy-to-grow adapted plants. We will tell you when and how to plant them correctly. To be on the show, call us at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now for all the answers to all of your questions, here's the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It's a delight to be with you, as always. A little different show today. It probably will sound the same, but I'm not there. I'm in Belton. We're doing the show down here, doing a couple of talks for the Mother Earth News Fair people. Yeah, it's the first event of the year, and it's here in Texas. Those of you that are in the neighborhood of Belton, the Temple Belton area, and come by, be sure to say hi. We had a great turnout yesterday, and a lot of people came to the first talk. They switched my talks around. I usually do the pest control talk, the natural organic pest control talk first, and then the tree planting and management and fabulous trees of the world is the second one. We did the tree talk yesterday. And today we'll do the pest control talk. It'll be later this afternoon, 3 or so this afternoon. So if you happen to be coming to the show, look us up and say hi. We'll do the regular show today. I do have information about Nelly, our dog. We'll get into that in a minute. We'll also, I haven't got it up here yet, but I'll tell you about the SPCA dogs that I need to help push in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And then the rest of the time, we'll talk about gardening, landscaping, pest control, whatever you'd like to discuss. If you've got some problems with your garden, if you're still under 2 feet of snow up in the north, and planning what you're going to do later on, we can talk about that, getting the seed purchased and planning what you're going to be doing when things do thaw out. We'd be glad to talk to you people, you guys. We'll also talk about pruning quite a bit. We talked about that a little bit in the at the show yesterday, but we still are certainly in the window for pruning, and we'll discuss the pros and cons of that. There's a lot of improper pruning that goes on out there. We'll get into it in detail, but the two main things that are done wrong are too much pruning and flush cuts, not leaving the branch collar. But we'll talk about that as we go. This situation with Nelly, if you haven't been involved with that. Oh, and by the way, thanks to Jim Bartos back at Mother Station 660 AM, The Answer, for getting us all set up here. Mary Rose is taking the calls when you call in there, and she'll get everything set up to go on the air. We'll do, you know, our usual thing. Obviously, as we usually do on the show, I've got a bunch of things to do. We'll do that. We'll talk about In Howard's Garden some. We'll work in calls also as we go. But you can call anytime you want to at 866-444-3478. If you want more detailed information as we're talking about some of these things, especially if you're a new listener, you can get details in black and white on our website about everything that goes on here. Goes on also on our website, dirtdoctor.com. And for those of you who have friends in places in the country where we may not have regular radio stations carrying the show, we're across the country. We're in about 250 markets, both on cable and regular radio stations. But if you have friends, relatives that you'd like to get involved with what we talk about here, this natural organic program for landscaping and gardening, you can have them go to dirtdoctor.com and they can stream online there. We also have the Dirt Doctor app. So we're all over the place. It's kind of hard to get away from us sometimes, but we'd love to have you involved with what we talk about here. Let me bring you up to date on Nelly. Nelly, for those of you who haven't heard me talking about it, we've been talking about it for months now. We adopted a dog, a mutt, a delightful little mutt. She's something. She's a tree climber. Her pictures are on our website on dirtdoctor.com. You just type in Nelly in the search, or you go to Nelly in the library alphabetically, and you can see the photographs that we have of her there and the video that my wife Judy took of her climbing the tree in our backyard. And yeah, she's a heck of a tree climber. She's pretty good at it, and she has continued to do that even though we had to leave for a couple of days, leave town, family issues, and she and Tater, our dog that we've had for several years now, got to stay boarded for the first time. And they cut her nails without asking us about it. I guess it's probably standard procedure. They probably do it as a safety thing. And when we got back, first time she tried to climb a tree, she fell out pretty fast. Those toenails weren't working quite as well as they did before. Well, they've grown back well enough now, and she's back into the climbing mode. So if you haven't seen the photograph, it's right there with the still pictures. But what we did, we had a contest to guess what her breed mix was or is, and people have been turning in their ideas now for some time, and we've gotten hundreds of people trying to guess what her heritage is, and I'm still making notes here of all the ones. I'll go through them for you here because we know the answer today. I finally got the paperwork was sent to a different vet with the company that did the lab test and kind of got lost in the shuffles what happened, so it took a little longer than we had expected, but it's okay because we now have a lot more information than we were even planning on having. People have guessed everything under the sun, as you might expect. Some of the guesses have been Basset, Weimaraner, Bulldog, Catahoula, or Catahoula, Pit Bull, Dachshund, Terrier, Blue Lacy, Vizsla. Vizsla is one that I put pretty high on my guest list at first, along with Dachshund and Weimaraner. People have guessed Boxer, Border Collie, Lab, American Staffordshire, Pit Bull. Pit Bull has been guessed probably more than anything, I suppose. Bull Mastiff was guessed. Corgi, Great Pyrenees, and Great Pyrenees was guessed because she has a double dew claw, you know, the false claw on the back foot, and that's apparently a pretty strong characteristic of some Great Pyrenees. But also guessed was English Bulldog, Shepherd mix, Jack Russell, Hound mix, Ridgeback, Chihuahua, Beagle, Minter, Pinscher, Rat Terrier, Great Dane, Heeler mix, Amstaff, Doberman, Basenji, Red Lacy, Blue Lacy, American Foxhound, Greyhound. So, in other words, across the board. So, really appreciate everybody taking time to do that. We had so much traffic about this contest on Facebook. I'm afraid that Facebook ends up removing some of the things. So, if we removed your great guess, we apologize. We had to do the best we can about identifying who the winners were, and I'll go through that. I'm not going to name the names because we've got a couple that are so close we probably will have to have a drawing as to who's first and second. But we have four prizes. The grand prize, which is a mix of products. I'll go over those with you in a little bit. We really appreciate the people that have put those up. But let me tell you what the results are of Nellie's background. Nellie is, even though a whole lot of people guessed Pit Bull, I learned something during this process. pit bull, and a lot of people said pit bull and American Staffordshire are the same thing. The vet explained to me that they're not exactly the same thing. American Staffordshire is the proper breed. If you've ever watched, like I did when I was a kid, the Little Rascals on television, that great dog that was in with the kids, the white dog with the big black spot over its eye, was an American Staffordshire. And pit bulls are about the same thing, but they're a difference. The way the vet explained it to me was that pit bull is more of a type than a breed. It's got that wider jaw and, you know, even more muscular looking, and more, a lot of times comes from the breeding to be more of a protection dog. And unfortunately, some people breeding them for fighting and all that. So the proper name is American Staffordshire, and pit bull is kind of a slang, not quite right word. That's what she has the most blood of, is American Staffordshire. The birds just flew in, I hear, so I'm going to take a break, and we'll come back and talk about the rest of her breed, and then we'll get into other things. The telephone number, 866-444-3478.
Provides high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call American Rio at 800-710-2737. That's 800-710-2737.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotics.
probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural, healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All right, Howard, back with you. We've been going through this now that, I got a bad echo now all of a sudden. Guys back in Dallas, see if you can do, there we go, back to normal now. I found another guest as I was going through on Nelly, a Norwegian Lunder hound was guest as well. Some of the other more interesting guesses before I go through the other breeds that were found in, or some of the more interesting guesses were Canine Perfectus, Bull Terrier, Mustard and Ketchup, Airplane. Oh, what? My cousin sent me a note that our uncle would have called Nelly an airplane dog, part Airedale and part plain dog. Tarzan Dragon, or a Texas Dragon Eater. Tarzan Dog was also mentioned. And Doc's Hound, H-U-N-D. Anyway, let me do the SPCA report so I don't forget to do it. I've got the information now, and then we'll go through the rest of this breed information for you. Today's dog is Ella, and Ella, interestingly enough, is a pit bull, lab mix, beautiful white dog, really pretty eyes. In fact, she's got ear design our little dog does, big black nose, and looks really pretty. She's 47 pounds. She's really sweet, it says, and looks like she'd be a great one. She's at the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney, and you can see her picture and all the data right on our website. Just go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the SPCA button, and you can see Ellie there. From previous features, Sky was adopted. Thank you for that. Dom, Lunetta, Marion, still waiting for their home. So check them all out. Their photos are all there on our website. Some are in the McKinney place, and some are in the Dallas SPCA, which is just west of downtown Dallas. Obviously, this is primarily for the people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Wherever you are in the country listening to me, we really appreciate you supporting your rescue organizations. Just a great place to get a pet and get a mutt like we have with Nellie. Let's see, a couple of other guests as well. I think I went through pretty much all of them that were guests, the interesting ones and the normal ones as well. As I said, if you missed the first segment there, the what she is the most of, I don't know if that's the right way to say it or not, is American Staffordshire, which a lot of people say is a pit bull, but as I explained, a little bit of difference. Not much. They're basically the same thing. Number two in her breed genetics is a surprise, and it's a pretty big one. She is a very heavy bull mastiff, and that's where a lot of people guessed beagle and dachshund, and a lot of it was the short legs and that muscular chest and all that. Well, a lot of that comes from both the Staffordshire and the bull mastiff, and those two breeds make up the bulk of her. And the first report we got, those two were the only two things mentioned, and it said the rest of the 37% or whatever, I think it was 37%, was a mix of things, and they mentioned that there might be some terrier in there. And that's when I got back with the company, the lab, and said, look, we need more detailed information. We've got this contest going on. People have, you know, really gone out of their way to work with us and make some great guesses, and I just need more detail. So we got it. The rest of the breed, that 37%, they redid the lab work and also did some visual stuff from the photographs and videos that we sent, and they came up with this. The next strongest DNA in her is rat terrier. And probably, and some other terriers too, other small terriers, toy terriers, and that's where the energy, the jumping, all that stuff, maybe the climbing comes from to a great degree. But rat terrier shows up the most dominant there. We had somebody guess rat terrier. We had somebody guess, a lot of people guess pit bull. Very few people, I think only a couple, said American Staffordshire without saying it's the same as pit bull. So we're going to have to do a drawing to select the first place. Only one person mentioned bull mastiff, and that will be the second place prize. By the way, the prizes are explained on our website on dirtdoctor.com. You can see those. You just go to Nellie in the search, little search window, or go into the library. It's all in alphabetical order. The next one, the fourth place, is going to really surprise a lot of people. And the vet, and I talked about it quite a bit, and it showed up, you know, for placing in fourth place fairly strongly. She didn't have any doubt about it. And my little short-legged tree-climbing Nellie is American Staffordshire, bull mastiff, rat terrier, and Great Dane. Great Dane, yeah, she doesn't look like a Great Dane much at all, but that's the answer to the contest, and we will get people together with the prizes as soon as we can. Back to the phones, or to the phones in a minute, 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming.
To learn more or sign up for the course, go to DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. That telephone number is 866-444-3478. We have a caller that's been holding a little while. I'll go ahead and go to Ed, and then we'll catch up on a couple of other things. Ed in Duncanville, what's up? Hello, Ed.
Is that better now?
There you go. Hello? What's up? Yes,
Howard?
Sir. I'm right here. He Howard? Must not be able Hello? To hear me, Mary Rose.
Hello?
Okay. Okay, y'all need to change a switch there somewhere, apparently, because he can't hear me. Well, let me do a couple things, and I'll come back to Ed once I get that worked out. No tea this
Howard?
Morning. Yes.
Hello?
Ed, you there? Well, just put him on hold. Let me do some other things till we get that fixed. Since I'm out of town, no tea, none of my weird teas I made this morning, just coffee. And wanted to talk just a little bit more about the people that might be in disagreement or scratching their head a little bit about the difference in Pit Bull and Staffordshire once again. It's pretty interesting to me, and it was kind of ironic that the timing is something that Judy and I saw on TV. We were watching the finals, the best of show of the Westminster Dog Show the other night, and they had an American Staffordshire on there, and I looked at it, and I said, that's not what I'm used to seeing exactly at all. The dog didn't have that great big square jaw as much. It still looked very similar, but it was more narrow muzzle. A little bit more like, Nellie's is, not quite that thin, but more that way. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And then later on, I talked to the vet, and she explained to me the difference in the type pit bull versus the breed Staffordshire. And she said she told me about the dog on the Little Rascals, the white dog with the big old black spot over its eye, was actually a true American Staffordshire. So it was interesting to me. I do need to go back and tell you that the SPCA report that I went through is brought to you, as always, by the Espoma Company. And the Espoma Company is great from several standpoints. One is that the products are just very high quality. I like the fact that the packaging is really pretty, easy to find in the stores usually, and most people are giving it pretty good shelf space because it's such a good-looking line of products. But just very high-quality organic products is the second thing, and more important, actually. But there's a third issue, and that is that the Espoma products are available more easily across the country than just about any organic products on the market. They're in hardware stores and feed stores and farm stores and garden centers and all across the country. Not every single one. We're trying to get to that point. But right now you can find them probably as easy as anything. They're also giving out the prize that people get, one of the prizes that you get if you identify our mystery photograph, which is up now. And it's a little bit out of the ordinary. It's one where I'm going to give you the prizes. One is our course, our natural organic certification course. It's online landscaping and gardening course for homeowners and professionals as well. And then secondly, Espoma is providing 8-ounce bottle of organic liquid plant food to the winner too. Today's mystery photograph, you're going to see, is a little different, and you can win by identifying what the plant is or what the condition is that you're seeing. I've written about it recently in a Dallas Morning News column. We may have done a newsletter about it, too. If we haven't, I need to make a note of it and do it because it's an interesting kind of thing to learn about. I understand Ed is with us now in Duncanville. Is there any truth to that rumor, Ed?
Yes, there is a
Duncanville. Okay, what can I do for you?
Carpenter ants. We've had them for a couple of years, and they're swarming right now. Is there something organic we can use, and where do we get it?
Yeah, organic controls of carpenter ants is actually pretty easy, Ed. But let me get a little more information. Where are they?
They're in the south wall. It's a brick wall, and they're primarily above the window.
Okay.
And
well, the reason I needed to know that, one is a lot of people ask me how to control them outside, and outside I don't recommend controlling them. They're really beneficial out there,
right,
and they don't do any harm to plants really at all. They just work on dead parts of trees and things like that. But in the house, they can do some damage. They're easy to kill, Ed, with orange oil. And orange oil is available at any of the stores that sell organic products. It's one of the staples that I've been talking about for a long time. It not only will kill them on contact, but it will also set up a repelling factor that keeps them from coming back very well. They hate it. And the orange oil will soak into the wood and be fairly long-lasting. The rub for you is getting it in there to them. And you may have to get a pest control company or somebody that has the tools, that can drill and get into those wall spaces to get the material in there. If you can do it yourself, that's great. And doing it yourself, as far as the product goes, the orange oil, that's a piece of cake. But physically getting it to them to kill them is what is going to be the most difficult part of the puzzle.
Could I use Willow's horse injection and use orange oil instead of the whatever?
Sure. Yeah, if there's any, you may have to drill a hole first. You're going to have some way to get the injection into the wall cavity. But any way you can get it in there, yeah, that'll work fine. It'll do the trick. It won't take long to knock them out either.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I appreciate the call. Appreciate the call very much. And anybody can call that wants to at 866-444-3478. One of the things that goes on here at these fairs, these Mother Earth fairs, a couple of things. You may already realize that we did a book, the most recent book that I did of my 15. This was actually a redo of one of the original titles of 15 that I've done. The organic manual had gone out of print. We had worked with a publisher, a small publisher, for years, and then we had taken over. They went out of business or changed businesses or whatever they did, and we took over the remaining inventory for a while. And then at the point it ran out, my business partner, Doug Sheldon, who's here helping this weekend with me, by the way, and I decided to look into reprinting it ourselves. We started considering all the different ways we could go, and we talked to Mother Earth about it. And they were very excited about keeping the book around and agreed to publish it. And there are partners on the book and the new version of it, which covers much more detail about some of the most important things that I talk about, in particular the root flare work, exposing root flares, doing base work on trees, proper techniques for treating the excavation and the work that's done on the base. All that was really beefed up in the book, and it's available now. It's available through our website to help raise money for TORC, our nonprofit, the Texas Organic Research Center. And for those of you that are listening that are coming to the show today, they have one of the things they do at all their shows, they have a very large bookstore. For a couple of reasons. One is they have a huge number of books and publications, magazines, and all kinds of things themselves. Wonderful, wonderful information. And then the second thing is many of their speakers, probably the bulk of their speakers, are also authors, and their books are all here too. And we were kind of interested yesterday in how many of our books that they have. Every one of these things that I've done the last 3 years, I've run out of books after my talks, especially the bug book. But this year they've really beefed it up, and so anybody coming over, I think there's plenty of them for everybody to go around. And once again, be glad to sign the books, and love to talk to you when you come by. We've got open lines, I think. I'm not in the studio today, but if you want to call and chat with Mary Rose and get ready to go and talk about gardening or landscaping or whatever you'd like to discuss, give us a call, 866-444-3478. Well, Ann Howard's garden has been kind of interesting the last few weeks. I've planted a lot of new things, and I've done a little bit of pruning. A lot of questions about pruning. How much should I prune? What kind of pruning paint and all that kind of thing. And as I've talked a lot, both in my columns and the newsletters and books and everything else, worst mistake people make is over-pruning. And there's two ways to over-prune, maybe more than two, but two main ones. Number one is too much pruning, just gutting, cutting, doing too much opening of the tree. A lot of people think, and I think it probably comes from some of the fellows running around in pickup trucks selling trimming work, trying to convince people that if they thin out their trees severely every year, that makes them bloom better and leaf out better and be healthier. But nothing could be further from the truth. You're doing a lot of damage to trees when you over-prune them. And if you do it every year, you're doing a lot of damage. You're causing sucker growth. You're creating weaker structure in the tree, and The trees are more susceptible to ice storm and wind damage and all kinds of things. Plus, it just doesn't look good. It ends up, in a lot of cases, being what's called lion tailing. When you trim out the inside and over-prune a tree and just leave the foliage out on the end, that's called lion tailing, because that's what it looks like, a lion's tail. And it's very unhealthy. It's not a good thing to do at all. If you've had trees pruned that way in the past, all you can do is sit back and wait until they fill back out, which is a little bit of a problem, because when they start filling back out, they grow these real fast sucker growths all over the limbs, trying to grow back and be more natural after they've been brutalized. And you've got to deal with that. You've got to take out some of the suckers, and you got to leave some of the suckers to become good, healthy limbs so the tree's foliage can fill out properly again. So that's one, just gutting, just over-pruning the whole tree. The second over-pruning process is what's called lifting, and it's what it sounds like. It's cutting off the lower limbs of the tree. And it's an issue from several standpoints. Let me talk about it when I come back, because I hear the birds flying in on me. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com, and I'll be back right after this.
Bring a dose of nature indoors with the newest MoMA organic plant foods loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes to grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with Espoma's new Easy Dose cap, you'll get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over, and pour in the pre-measured dose. Then fill the watering can with water and feed the plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Espoma Organica, natural in the garden since 1929. Visit Espoma.com to learn more or to find a retailer near you.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide.
First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Ooh, the birds are loud on me here. Telephone number 866-444-3478. Before I finish on the pruning I was talking to you about, let me talk to Sue in Racine, Wisconsin, listening on WCPT. Hi, Sue.
Taking my call again. It's a maple tree. I'll guess sugar maple. Because we have with that disease all over.
Okay, it is a maple, I'll give you that, but it's not a sugar maple, Sue, and I've got to get the kind of maple it is to be a winner today. But I appreciate you playing, and stay tuned, and you'll see that you were fairly close, but not quite close enough.
Oh, okay, I'd like to eventually know the name of that disease. We have them all over here. One quick question.
Uh-huh.
Would you use those diseased leaves in a compost pile or no?
Well, in general, I do recommend putting diseased leaves and insect-infested leaves in the compost pile. That's
really
the best way to neutralize an insect pest or a disease is to compost it and let the beneficial microbes in the compost do the work for you. Yeah, that's one of the things that we organic gardeners are very strong about. But also, you just brought up something that's another tip. What's shown in that photograph that's the mystery photograph is not a disease. So a tip for whoever guesses next. Sue, thanks for calling. I appreciate it very much. Let me finish up on
thank you.
Thank you for calling. The lifting of trees, like I said, is the second major mistake that is made on over-pruning trees. And a lot of people think, I think it's probably done for to try to get more light under the trees and grow grass than for any other reason. I think some people do it, I guess. In fact, I know they do, because they think it looks better. I can't quite get that, because one of the most beautiful things about a tree are the low-hanging, sweeping limbs. And the first thing to understand is that those are important parts of the tree. The tree wouldn't have them if they didn't want them. Wouldn't have all the foliage if it didn't want the foliage. Now, sometimes there's too much on one side of the tree. There's a weight issue. The tree's out of balance, and you need to do some remediation on that. But in general, those trees are good for the tree. If they are blocking a view that you want to improve, if they're hitting you in the forehead as you walk in the house or scraping the top of the car, prune them off. Those are reasons to prune those low-hanging limbs. But to think that it helps the tree is incorrect. Doesn't help the tree a bit. Some of the most healthy, most gorgeous trees in the world are trees where the limbs sweep out, dip down, and are even touching the ground, laying on the ground. Magnolias will do that. Live oaks will do that. Several other pecans will do that in certain situations. So it's not an unhealthy thing for the tree or anything else. It's simply a matter of design, of your preference. And so cutting some of them away, if you need to do it, that's fine. But don't do more than you have to. You can actually throw a tree out of balance and into stress by taking too many of the lower limbs off, just like you can by gutting it, by taking off too much of the overall canopy, the interior of the tree. So take what you need off, but not any more than you need is the advice there. And when you have a low-hanging limb that's not interfering with anything and you like the way it looks, don't be conned by somebody into thinking that it'll help the tree if you cut it away. Continue to enjoy those low-hanging limbs. Then the next major thing on tree pruning that's done, first is, you know, too much pruning. The second is the wrong kind of pruning, cuts. And one more thing about lifting real quickly. There are certain trees, cedar elm is in this category, that when you lift them too much, you actually throw them into stress so badly they can end up getting insect and disease problems and dying. Cedar elm is one of those. They hate to have their lower limbs cut away, especially if you overdo it. Some other species are kind of in that category too. The next thing I'll talk about is the pruning cuts themselves, and we'll do that next. But first, let's go to Ardmore, Oklahoma, and talk to Jess. Hey, Jess. Jess, are you there? Hello, Jess.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We had a lot of buzz in there, but it's gone.
Good.
I have some beautiful old native pecans. I'm talking over 100 years old, I guess.
Well, good.
But now the problem is I'm starting to lose bark. It's just breaking loose to the wood.
Just releasing off of the trunk?
Yes.
Well, most of that, if not all of it, Jess, is natural. The pecans will kick off bark. They have very coarse bark, and a lot of it just kicks off as a natural situation. Even though pecans, I talked about them a lot in my talk yesterday, even though they're bottomland trees, though, they love to have their flares exposed. And so exposing the flare will take care of any serious issues you've got of that bark kicking off. But most of it is just natural. Throw that bark in the compost pile and don't worry about your trees too much at all. Send me a picture, and I'll see if there's anything else that I can help you with that I'm not hearing from you. I appreciate your call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll take a break, and we'll get back with you in just a bit. 866-444-3478.